So, as we just heard there from Reese Erlich, he says ultimately there has to be a political settlement of some kind in Syria. But there are lots of unanswered questions in Syria and lots of doubts. Will parties even turn up to peace talks in Geneva? Do we have a State Department that sees anything except least worst options? Earlier this month, former U.S. Ambassador Ryan Crocker told our partner, The New York Times, that the U.S. needs to start talking to the Assad regime. For Crocker, talking to Assad is, quote, the least worst option, just like I just mentioned. Mona Yacoubian is senior advisor at the Stimson Center's Middle East program, where she focuses on peace and stability in Syria. Hello, Mona.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well. I want to ask you specifically about the prospect of negotiating with the Assad regime in a moment. But first, coming to the end of the year, it has been a horrible year in Syria. I wanted to get your assessment of the last year of that war, where we stand now versus where we stood or thought we could come from in January 2013.
Well, I think you are absolutely correct. It has been a horrific year for Syria. There are now 2.2 million refugees. Overall, a third of the country's population has been displaced. The death toll has more than doubled. We've seen the reemergence of diseases like polio. And of course, we've seen the growing influence of jihadist elements inside the country. And so it has been an extraordinarily bad year for Syria.
You mentioned that last point, the growing influence of jihadists, and it brings us to the main point here that's troubling for a lot of Americans who are paying attention to this conflict. There is a military stalemate. The rebels are powerful in many areas of the country, as Reese Erlich just said, but not the rebels that we want. Jihadists are doing a lot better than the Free Syrian Army, who seems to have been marginalized. What do you think about this situation? Is it time for us to negotiate with Assad?
Well, I think it's absolutely correct that we're seeing growing influence on the ground of extremist elements, both jihadists as well as even those beyond jihadists, Salafists, who also call for a more extreme version of Islam. I don't think Assad, though, is going to be part of the solution to this problem. I think Assad still remains part of the problem. So I think the challenge is working with international actors to try and figure out how in the short term to de-escalate the situation inside Syria, whether it's through negotiating ceasefires, gaining humanitarian access for the many civilians that are suffering. But ultimately, I can't sign on to the notion that Assad is going to be part of the solution. He may have some durability, that's clear. But I don't see Assad long-term reigning over all of Syria.
On the other hand, Mona Yacoubian, as you're well aware, a lot of people who are observing this conflict closely say it can no longer be about getting rid of Assad. It has to be about preventing the rise of jihadism in Syria and preventing it from becoming a haven like Afghanistan was.
Well, again, I would agree that the conflict is now evolving, and we're seeing more increasingly counterterrorism concerns rising to the fore, certainly in this country. But again, I think you have to understand the root of the conflict. And here, I think that Assad, his presence is helping to perpetuate the rise of jihadists. That said, I would also agree that I don't think his ouster is coming anytime soon. And I also don't agree that there's a military solution to this.
Well, Mona Yacoubian, it makes me wonder if a negotiated settlement is the only way forward. Is there a way forward to the United States' stated goal that eventually Assad must go? And I guess it makes me wonder if the new cooperation we have with Iran on the nuclear issue might be an avenue towards some level of cooperation in Syria.
I think it could. I do believe that a negotiated solution, a political solution to Syria, really is the only viable option. We've seen no appetite for military intervention in this country or elsewhere internationally. And so I think ultimately what needs to happen is a resolution that preserves some aspects of the current government, but that also, of course, brings in opposition elements as well. And here, I think Iran and Russia both can play an important role. In addition, it's going to be very important to bring key regional players such as Saudi Arabia and Iran into discussions where all key players agree that the solution going forward for Syria is one of de-escalation and gradual transition. I think it's important to distinguish between Assad and those immediately around him and then the broader sort of security and military apparatus in Syria. Assad, I think, in my opinion, is unsalvageable. But I think ultimately for there to be stability in Syria, there will need to be some preservation of government structures and a process which brings opposition elements into the government as well.
Mona Yacoubian, Assad is unsalvageable, and a lot of people agree with you. But he's still there and shows no signs of going anywhere. And it points me back a year, just to end our discussion. Missed opportunities. What opportunities has the West missed over 2013 that could have made this gone differently, if any?
Well, that's a hard question to answer. And it may well be that Syria is such a complex and difficult problem that there really are no easy or workable options. I continue to believe that the answer has always been one of diplomacy. So I think that perhaps much earlier on, a much more invigorated diplomatic process. I also think that much more should have done and needs to be done with respect to humanitarian access and providing more resources to the many Syrian civilians who are suffering.
2013 has been a devastating year in Syria, and we're looking forward to 2014 with possible new strategies, a new way forward, and a lot of questions in Syria. Mona Yacoubian, senior advisor for the Stimson Center's Middle East program, where she focuses on Syria. Mona, thank you.
Thank you.